All, surely his goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. That's what we'll focus in on today as we get very near the end of our study of the 23rd Psalm and the blessings that God has intended there for us. And look forward to digging in together with this. But just a little story, though, about this past week. I went into the grocery store, came out, and on my car, you've seen it on your car too, a great big old door ding. Come on, man. Why is this happening? Lord, why? I park so far away. I try to avoid this, and still, I get a ding on my door. Then I go home, and the reason I went to the grocery store, that's where my bank is, I was depositing a nice escrow check from my mortgage company. I thought, oh, this is great. What a blessing. Goodness and mercy following me. Then I get the door ding. Then I get home and there's another piece of mail from my mortgage company saying that they're raising my mortgage so much that if they had just kept the money that they had kept, I wouldn't have to pay anything extra, but they're doing it anyway. I thought goodness and mercy were supposed to follow us all the days of our lives. And then the Lord kind of whispers, remember those legs you used to walk out to that car? That's part of my goodness and mercy. Remember that car that still drives even with a door ding? That's part of my goodness and mercy. Remember that check that you got that now that pays for your mom's air flight to come down for your grandbaby's baptism? That's part of my mercy. And remember the goodness of what you have in terms of income that you can absorb that extra cost back and it'll be spread out over a year that you won't even notice it. Yep, all my goodness and mercy. It's funny how when we look at circumstances at first, they can look really negative. They can look like we're stuck. They can look like we are alone. And then we experience them with God still being and showing his goodness and mercy to us. I don't know if you've ever met someone who has gone through a cancer journey and as they came through on the other side said, you know, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think cancer might have been one of the best things that ever happened to me because I've never experienced God's closeness and peace like I have when I went through that. It's really amazing, isn't it? What is this thing, this goodness and mercy that follows us all the days of our lives? Well, I think it's maybe worth us backing up a little bit into the 23rd Psalm to notice something. God being our shepherd, the good shepherd, right, is what we've talked about. And the good shepherd's in the front. He leads the sheep and shows the way. We see that in verse 2. He leads me beside still waters. And then David doesn't want to say, well, it's not just about sheep, you know, getting water. He also leads me in the path that I should go the right way, doing those right things that we had talked about earlier. And now there's this change then, right? We have God leading, but now goodness and mercy are following. Why does it seem like God's not in the front anymore? What's going on that goodness and mercy are there? And for me, I think of goodness and mercy kind of being like the mom and dad running behind their child the first bike ride without the training wheels. Are they behind? Yes. But are they more likely really right there beside to catch, to guide, to encourage, to cheer on, to celebrate when those feet finally go fast enough to overcome gravity and keep upright on those two wheels? And are they there also when they don't remember how the brakes work and they fall off and scrape a knee? Yes. Goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life. We can make a mistake, though, with God's goodness and mercy. We can assume, oh, well, that means I can pretty much do whatever I want. I can live any way I want to. And as I live any way I want to, then God's just going to kind of come back and clean up and bless the mess I create. Does that sound like the way this ought to work? I'll just do what I want, and God will, he'll come and clean it up. I don't think that's what he means by his goodness and mercy following us. I want to suggest to you that what he really means by that is that God is instead doing what it says in Romans 8, That God, who gave his very best to us in his Son, Jesus Christ, is also along with him giving us even more. He's making our cup overflow, like we talked about last week. His goodness, his mercy. It's extra blessings on top of the goodness, a supreme goodness that he gives us through his Son, Jesus Christ. No, it's not that I get to do whatever it is that I want to do. Maybe instead it's God saying, I gave my absolute best to you in my Son, Jesus Christ. I gave him to you. I gave him for you as a sacrifice for your sin. I gave him to die in your place. And I still have other good things I want to give you. My Spirit. I want to lead you on paths that help you avoid trouble. I want to offer to you a peace to guard your heart and your mind, that even when the door dings happen or the bounce checks occur or the diagnoses that hit us and make our hearts skip beats, when those things come into your life, you'll still see that I'm with you. You'll still see that I am yours and you are mine. As my goodness goes with you, as my mercy helps overcome those struggles and those weaknesses in our lives. We'll dig in a lot today in Bible class in the specifics about goodness and mercy. But that verse again, that he would give us along with Jesus everything else we need. Peace to guard our heart, his Spirit to guide our minds, the strength in our bodies, the warm encouragement that comes from Christian friends and brothers and sisters around us. His word to give us his very heart so we know what he feels about us, what he thinks about us, what he has done for us, what he promises he will yet do. His sacraments to make the promises real to us. Over and over and over, he gives and gives and gives. I'm glad that he offers goodness, aren't you? Goodness and blessings, like I said, the car, the healthy body, everything else that we have. But aren't you also glad, especially for the mercy? For those times when we do go off the path, for those times when fear does rise up inside of us. He's sympathetic. He's understanding. Scripture tells us that Jesus is a high priest who can sympathize with our weakness and our struggles because he's been made in every way like us, yet without sin. He is also looking for us to not only have goodness and mercy follow us, but I think also for goodness and mercy to flow through us, to bless others. Bless others with kindness and encouragement. Bless others with forgiveness when they need it. And we all do, don't we? To bless and to forgive because we have been forgiven. I love that phrase from today's epistle reading. I think it helps just add something to our study here of the 23rd Psalm. Mercy triumphs over judgment. If you're anything like me, when we see all kinds of interesting driving behavior on the roads and on the highways, it's fairly easy to judge. It's harder, but it is God's way to show mercy. To let that weaving driver have some space, to not go, what are you thinking? But instead going, Lord, protect everyone around them with your goodness and mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Jesus knew that, which is why he was willing to lay his life down for us, why he was willing to come to be a Savior to die for us, a Lord to lead us, and also a friend, an encourager right there beside us, with that goodness and mercy. The Irish Saint Patrick, I think, put this in a beautiful prayer. It's known as the breastplate of Saint Patrick, this prayer, and this is just a middle stanza of it from inside. It's been made into a hymn by a number of people, but just to offer these words for us here today, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, and Christ in me, Christ beneath me, and Christ above me, Christ on my right, and Jesus on my left. Goodness and mercy following us always. Christ when I lie down, and Christ when I sit down. Christ when I arise. He is the goodness and mercy that God wants you to have. He made the path by his life and his suffering and death that we'll celebrate here as this service goes on and into Holy Week with his passion on the cross. He gave all of that for us and still more, and is with us every day of our life. The days with door dings and the days with more blessings than our cup can, when our cup overflows, than we can possibly count. And may we, even on those days of the difficult diagnosis or the door dings, or even any day that death comes close to us, may we still know that his goodness and mercy is following us always. Amen.